Hiya, I'm Ed, I'm 19, I use they them pronouns, and I'm a Future Voices Ambassador for the Youth Futures Foundation. According to an article written by the National Autistic Society on the 29th of February 2021, only 22% of autistic adults are in any kind of paid employment. This, in comparison to the 80% of non-disabled adults who are in any kind of paid employment, is a terrible figure. Teachers have a huge role in helping their autistic students have the qualifications, confidence, and mental health to access meaningful employment. I can't possibly cover every single issue which affects the autistic community in this video. Furthermore, I don't speak for every autistic person. Instead, I shall stress the importance of educating yourself from actually autistic educators. But how does this link to employment? The truth is that many things which are labelled as symptoms of autism, such as anxiety and meltdowns, are symptoms of being an autistic person in an ableist society. For example, I was not born with anxiety. I developed anxiety as a result of the bullying I faced in school for my autistic traits, and constantly having to mask my autism to the detriment of my mental health. When I got my first job working in a charity shop, I was ecstatic to start working my dream job. It only lasted 2 months, though, because my anxiety prevented me from completing enough hours necessary for the job. If my school experience hadn't left me with long-lasting anxiety, I may have been able to keep that job. That being said, no teacher went out of their way to cause me harm. That is why it is so important that they educate themselves around autism, so that they don't unwittingly harm their autistic students. Many people are unaware that lots of autistic people find loud noises deeply distressing. If someone didn't know this, it may seem natural to punish a student who is overreacting to a sudden loud noise. However, this would only serve to cause the student anxiety through teaching them that they have to mask their distress. Moreover, not every autistic student is diagnosed. Students assigned female at birth are often not diagnosed due to sexism, meaning they are more likely to feel pressure to mask their distress. This is why it's so important for teachers to be educated around disability so that they can give their students the benefit of the doubt rather than risking their mental health. As a teacher, someone can make a huge difference to a student's employment opportunities by supporting them and being educated enough to not accidentally cause anxiety and meltdowns. For example, my secondary school Italian teacher was one of the very few teachers who would prevent bullying from happening in his classes. Even just 2 hours a week of safety from this gave me space to regroup my mental health and keep going. Small actions like this can have a huge impact on a student's mental health, and they're easier to do if you're educated around what could potentially cause long-lasting anxiety in autistic students. My experience volunteering at a charity shop was extremely positive. It was a disability charity, so they were very understanding and were happy to be flexible about hours, meaning that if my anxiety started playing up, I could go home and make up the hours. When I transitioned to paid employment at a different charity, they were less willing to be flexible, meaning that my anxiety prevented me from continuing with the job. My paid employment could have been made more accessible for me by being more flexible around hours and allowing me to work shorter hours but be paid less. My teachers could have prepared me better for paid employment by teaching me how to ask for reasonable adjustments and what my rights as a disabled employee were.